Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Well, yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
Oh, everybody knows what the game is. The game is called Categories. You listen to the show, then you know stuff that's in the sports news, things we've talked about. One of us turns them into three categories. New rule, it can be whatever you want. Three non-sports, three sports, whatever. The host decides. This week, the host is Shane Reardon. What you got, sir?
And to be fair, we made that rule after I chose these categories. I would have done three non-sports because, in my opinion, sports are ass. But I have two sports, one non-sports.
Oh, I like it. Let's get it.
Your first category. I need every Bears offensive coordinator dating back to 1970 when they started defining the job.
Wow.
Every Bears offensive coordinator, with the introduction of the newest one, back to 1970.
All right, who starts?
Lawrence, you are first.
Thomas Brown.
Okay.
I'll go Shane Waldron.
Okay.
Dow Loggins.
Okay.
Dow Loggins, I think, just got a head coaching job somewhere.
On a peewee football team?
Yeah, I
think a college team.
Wow. All right.
Lawrence?
Oh, I'm back up. John Shoup.
Yep.
Terry Shea.
Yep, right after John Shoup. Went 5-11 that year. The only year he was OC.
Friend of the show, Mike Martz.
Correct.
Ron Turner.
That is correct.
I'll go with Mark Helfrich.
That is correct.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
good
him.
Good one.
Thank you.
Mark Helfrich went 20-12 as the OC.
He enjoyed kicking Pat Manley out of rooms. Did Mike Tice do the job for a little bit?
He did in 2012, yeah. 10-6 that year.
Go back.
All right, I surrender. I'm out.
Oh my God! Yeah, this is getting hot. This is getting tough.
You're missing very clear ones.
How about Bill Lazor?
That's correct.
Ooh, pew pew, the Lazor Show.
14-19 as OC was Bill Lazor.
Again, these guys have a lot of like funny things. I get very emotional when I talk about this guy in front of the room. Yeah. Aaron Cromer.
Yeah. 13-19 is OC.
Thank
Aaron
you for that
Cromer.
Emotional apology.
Speaks.
I'll go with Luke Getsy.
That is correct. 10-24 was Luke Getsy as
woof,
OC.
Woof.
You always hear this name, but I don't remember if he's offense or defense. I'll take a shot. Gary Croton.
Oh, Gary yeah. Croton, 1999 and 2000.
Yeah.
11-21.
I could be in trouble now.
You're still missing one modern day OC.
Just one modern day OC. How about Adam Gase?
That's correct. 2015 Adam Gase.
Thank you for the modern day clue.
Completely out of the game now.
And now, Tanny, we go all the way back to 97 and earlier.
Good luck,
yeah,
Tanny.
That's a tough call. I mean, yeah. I got nothing except it was Matt Nagy.
Yeah, was he his own OC?
No, he was not.
He should have been.
Yeah.
Speech, you got one?
I do not.
Well, no, he already won. Yeah.
Okay. Matt Kavanaugh, Greg Landry, Ed Hughes, Ted Marchabrota, Ken Meyer, Sid Gilman, and the first ever defined OC for the Bears, Perry Moss.
I should have gotten Kavanaugh, who was a guest on The Score with the same time that, who's it, Greg Blosh was the defensive coordinator, Greg Blasche.
Category number two, got to move a little bit here. With the signing of Juan Soto by the Mets, a very lucrative deal for Juan Soto, I need the top 20 ever White Sox free agent contracts.
God. Oh, my God. White Sox free agent contracts.
That's important. Not extensions. White Sox free agent contracts.
All right, I go first, right?
Yes.
Andrew Benintendi.
Well, I guess extensions apply. Yes, Andrew Benintendi.
Oh, extensions do apply.
I think so.
Some restrictions may apply.
No, they do.
Also.
They do.
Okay.
They do. But a player to reach free agency and then sign a new deal.
Okay. Andrew Benintendi.
Yeah, that's correct. Tanny?
Yasmani Grandal.
Correct. 4 years, $73 million.
Oh.
You guys got one and two so far.
I mean, they're not like a ton of them.
No. It's true.
So I surrender. I give up.
All right, I go Dallas Keuchel.
That's correct. 3 years, $55.5 million.
Jose Abreu.
Yep. 8 years, $68 million. 6 years, $68 million.
Oh, geez.
You got one, two, three, and six.
One, two, three, and six. Albert Bell on this list?
Albert Bell is on the list. He is number seven. Five years, $55 million.
Melky Cabrera?
Melky Cabrera is on the list. 3 years, $42 million as number 10.
All right, so if we're down to that, how about Liam Hendricks?
Liam Hendricks, number eight, 4 years, $54 million. Friend of the show, you're missing a friend of the show.
Oh, don't throw me like that. I've already got my mind set on when they won the offseason. Jeff Samard. No, that was a trade. David Robertson?
David Robertson, that's the friend of the show. 4 years, $46 million.
You grab a bat, Samardzija.
David Robertson. Wow. All right, so how?
I was born in it.
Yeah. How about Kendall Graveman?
Kendall Graveman, 3 years, $24 million as number 14.
That is incredible.
The 14th richest contract, free agency contract in White Sox history is $24 million.
That's a great category.
So you said extensions count?
Yeah,
a player to hit free agency and then extended. So like one guy's on this list a couple times. That should give you a good hint.
You know what? I'll just say I'm going to go along the line with the Kendall Graveman train of thought. Is Scott Linebrink on
Scott
this
Linebrink,
list?
4 years, $19 million.
Oh, man. That was a big-time commitment.
The 16th richest contract in White Sox history.
One of the saddest categories of all time.
We're just having fun.
Oh, yeah, we are. God, I guess so. So is Paul Konerko on the list?
Paul Konerko is on the list twice, 5 years, $60 million, and 3 years, $37.5 million.
He at least earned it.
Another guy earned it. I hope he's on the list. Mark Burley?
I don't
know. No. But I think he was always an extension guy.
I guess so.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Mark Burley not on the list.
Yeah,
free agent. So do I need another one here?
Yeah, you need a lot more.
Well, no, Lawrence is out, and Tanny just missed it, right?
Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, there's nine more.
Joe Kelly's not on the list, is he?
Yes, he is. 2 years, $17 million. He is the 18th richest contract in White Sox history. So we missed Adam Dunn.
No, can I just throw one in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Jeff Kepinger on the list?
He is not.
But the fact that all those bad relievers that are on the list.
Yeah, so you missed Kelvin Herrera, Jamie Navarro, Frank Thomas, Adam LaRoche, Adam Dunn, Larry Garcia.
They let Frank Thomas hit free agency.
Yeah. Eric Fetty and Wellington Castillo.
Oh, wow.
From
Eric
number one,
Fetty.
Number one down to 20, we go from $75 million down to 15.
That's an incredible list.
All right, we're going to be late here. We'll do a midday show clock and just go however long we want. So the third category is non-sports, and it is my favorite 50 Christmas movies of all time.
Your favorite?
I'm kidding. It's okay. The top 50 grossing Christmas movies of all time.
Oh, hell yeah. Tanny's first. Christmas movies, top grossing of all time.
Top wow. grossing of all time.
Home Alone.
Home Alone is on there, yes. Number two.
Hmm.
Die Hard.
Not a Christmas movie. You're
damn
out.
Damn it.
How about It's a Wonderful Life?
It's a Wonderful Life. I probably should have done this digitally so I could just search them, huh?
Oh. Movies were a penny back
oh,
then.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So. Yeah, yeah. So
and Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I was thinking about it wrong.
Well, Die Hard is on there. I'm sorry.
Oh, Die Hard is
on there. Is it really?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I missed that. Yeah, Die Hard's
all right.
on there. Die Hard
back,
1
baby.
And 2, so I'm just going to take them both out.
All right.
It's a Wonderful Life, not on there.
Oh, my guess. I. Hmm. Oh, whoops. Okay.
So is it me now? Or?
Yeah, because I'm out, right? I guess
yeah, you're out. Yeah,
that's terrible.
Get him out.
I did win the other two categories, so I win the game, but that's okay. Go ahead.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes, that is on there. That is number 38.
The Santa Claus movies.
The Santa
yes.
Claus.
Tim Allen, yes.
Yeah, they're all on there.
A Christmas Story.
Christmas Story is...
Movies were a dime at that point. Not a penny, but
it's only 1983.
Yeah, it's on there.
Okay.
Miracle on 34th Street?
Oh, yep, no, number 46.
Wow, barely.
Wait.
46,264,384.
Well,
it's a Wonderful Life. It's been on TV for free every year for, you know, entirety.
Yeah. How is that?
I just saw a wonderful production of this week. Elf?
Yeah, number 11.
Sorry, you saw Elf Jr. That doesn't
that's,
quite
that's
count.
That's true, yeah.
225 million.
Stole my next guess.
Christmas with the Cranks?
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, number 31, 96 million.
Lawrence is rolling now.
Home Alone 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Thank you for that. Every sequel is Electric Boogaloo for all eternity.
Dude, I don't think Home Alone 2's on here.
What?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's number four. I'm sorry.
It's
okay.
Number four.
Number four. Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, featuring President Donald Trump.
That's right.
That's true. Played a big role in that movie. Kind of helped, right?
Like, oh, God.
I think he helped. I'm not sure. I'm out.
Ooh.
Teddy, need one more.
Polar Express.
Polar Express.
Great call.
Is...
Got to be on there.
Yeah, number seven.
All right, Tom Hanks. Never a doubt, Tom Hanks.
$315 million, number
finally,
seven.
Finally, I've won a category.
Good work,
way
Tanny.
To go, Tanny. And that is categories. Great job, Shane. Love the two topics, or three topics. That was outstanding stuff.
And who won?
Well, Tanny just won that last one.
Right, wasn't that great? It was the feel-good category of the year.
You know, Lawrence, I mean, how dare you think I'm being selfish? The answer to who won is, of course,
the listener.
The listener.
Mark Grody has got a Bears hit for us. One word. Next on The Score.